Hello again, Matthew Demetrio here, VP Customers of Hospitable, and you're listening to the Hospitable Hosts podcast. In today's episode, I have the absolute pleasure to speak with Asaf Karman, who's the CEO of Turnover B&B, and we're going to discuss how to build a stellar cleaning team for your vacation rental. Now, if you somehow haven't heard of the platform Turnover B&B, it's the number one platform for hosts to schedule, pay, and most importantly, in my opinion, find vacation rental cleaners. I hope you're as excited as I am for this one. So sit back, grab your favorite beverage, and enjoy. All right. So Asaf, thank you so much for joining us here today. We greatly appreciate you taking some time to share, you know, what Turnover's doing and how Turnover's helping hosts out there in the short-term rental industry. So we appreciate it. So just to get started, you know, could you tell us a bit more about how Turnover got started and what Turnover B&B is doing for hosts today, how they're helping hosts, you know, manage that cleaning relationship and all those operational tasks that we know are tough to keep track of?
Yeah, it's a good story how I got started. So I was hosting a couple of properties in Hawaii. That's where I live. I thought I was getting into this like passive income business where I just like look at my bank account, climb. But that wasn't the case. It was like nothing. There was nothing passive about it. There was just a lot of work. And most of that work was around cleaning. It was just about managing the cleaning schedule, finding cleaners, paying cleaners, follow up, reminding. It was just a stress bomb. And I'm, you know, a software engineer by training. I've been building apps and solutions my whole life. And when I have a problem, like I build an app for it. So that's what I did. Was initially focused around managing the schedule and the reminders so that I wouldn't have to communicate to my cleaners every time there is a change. But then I realized that the real problem was actually finding good people that I could trust. Because if you're trying to communicate with someone who's flaky, it doesn't matter. Like you can communicate as much as you want, but they'll still flake. So then we added this like marketplace component to Turnover B&B. And what I really wanted, I wanted to find that vacation rental cleaner that other people work with and say is good. And that's what we set out to do. And now on Turnover B&B, you can go almost in any city in the world and you can get a list of cleaners that other people say are great, that we've vetted, that we've background checked, they're ready to work, and they can just plug into your Turnover B&B account and take 99% of the effort off your plate. And then you can go back to doing what you were doing before you got into short-term rentals. You know, it truly turns this into a passive income.
And we love that. I mean, it's really similar to Pierre's story, right? He loved like interacting with guests and hated messaging. So what'd he do? He built a software for it. I love that about this space. Like these are people who built problems that they were who had problems and built a solution that for something they were facing.
I hung out with Pierre quite a bit and we had a great time, got to know him and his family. And we really connected, I think, over that kind of shared mentality of scratching your own itch and being really passionate about something very specific. So yeah, that's awesome.
I know he enjoyed it as well. We got into work on Monday and he was like, oh, let me tell you about the Sunday with the Turnover guys. That was amazing. But that's incredible. And, you know, Hospitable has a really, really lightweight scheduling app within there. We send a text message. We can give them a calendar. And whenever I talk to hosts, one, I feel that pain where, hey, how do I find a cleaner? How do I find a reliable cleaner, right? Like I'm just getting started. I've gone through a few cleaners. So the fact that you know, it's almost crowd vetted, right? And you're doing your own vetting on top of it. So you know that you can find someone reliable within your system. And then I talk to a lot of hosts that are, you know, looking for things at that next level. Great. It's great to send them a reminder, but I need to manage this a bit better. I need to make sure that things are moving along. And, you know, with our software, that's where we lack. It's the follow-up. It's the after fact. So how else is Turnover helping hosts, Turnover B&B helping hosts with that aspect, right? What are you doing after the fact? We found our cleaner. Now what's your software doing for those hosts to manage everything and keep everything nice and clean, I guess you could say?
It's a good pun. Once you find a cleaner on our marketplace, or you can bring your own cleaner and invite them, use the app, we would automatically generate the cleaning schedule for them. And as the reservation moves, their cleaning schedule moves. You can create your own checklist of all the things that are important for you to know. Cleaners will then tick off items from the checklist. They'll also upload pictures that you require kind of to document their work, which is really important if you ever have to deal with kind of guest complaints. We also have like a problem reporting module where they can create issues for you to address. For example, this thing, you know, the light is broken, or, you know, the AC is not running cold. So those are things that you need to address, and they can help you. You also have automated payments so that you don't have to think about, okay, how much do I owe? There isn't like invoices going back and forth. It's just all in there. It's taken care of itself. You can configure multiple cleaners against multiple properties and have like a backup cleaner that is notified when primary cleaner isn't available. You can set different rates for different cleaners. You can have different payment methods against different properties. It's just a really, really robust solution against this very specific problem.
And I love that. Like, you've just said everything that I've talked about on calls when people start talking to me about cleaning, right? How do I clean? How do I pay these people? How do I automatically pay these people? How do I pay people or have people work for different properties and things along those lines? It sounds like that's an absolute fantastic solution for them. Not necessarily set it and forget it, but just the ability to have that going in the background and not have to continually worry about it. And the picture thing is, you know, so underrated. You don't really know you need it, like insurance, until you need it. Until you have that dispute with somebody and they say, no, this wasn't clean. And you're like, no, I have this picture. I can tell you the date and time it was uploaded.
It's timestamped. And yeah.
Here you go, Airbnb. We can prove that. No, that wasn't the case, you know, at the time when we cleaned the property, but it was the case by the time that guest left. Let's fill in the blank there. And I know I've had hosts talk to me about how that saved them, you know, several times and helped assist them. So that's fantastic and a wonderful tool to give you a bit, you know, of peace of mind. And I think that's what a lot of these softwares do as well, is your software, and really similar to what we hear with our software, it's reliable. It's going to work. It's going to do the things that you expect it to, so that you know, all right, they're going to get a notification. They know they need to be there. They know the things that they need to clean. And oh yeah, I can also just pay them out at the end. And they've also proved to me what they've done. Like, it seems like you can't ask for that much more. But that's my next question. What's next, right? What are hosts asking for? You know, I know on our end, we get an unlimited amount of feature requests that come through. I'm sure you get quite a few as well, because I know, you know, a lot of people wave that turnover flag. Like, what are some of those things that you're thinking about or that you're hearing from hosts that they really need for you to incorporate to continue to let their business try to be just that much more passive?
So we're working on adding a lot of maintenance related features, because we know that cleaning, while it's the most intense kind of service that you use, there's also, you know, these one-off things that need to happen, like pool cleaning, like yard work, or, you know, handyman, or just like routine maintenance. Those are things that we're building into the product as well, so that everything is, you know, really turnkey. We're going to also add service providers that can help you do these maintenance related tasks. So we really want to be kind of like your full service solution for your vacation rental, so that you really turn it into a passive income stream. That's what we think about all day. So how do we take things off your plate, put it on our plate, and make sure that you never have to worry about anything? And then, you know, a lot of what we do is sort of continuous improvement of our cleaner marketplace. Like, we do kind of more rigorous vetting. We do more serious kind of scoring to see like which cleaners are better, which are more reliable. We try to improve the user experience. You know, with every new release, we release once a day. And, you know, every day is like, this thing is just a little bit better. This flow is just a little bit easier. Try to reorganize thing in a way that makes more sense, that is more intuitive. And we really take a lot of pride in that.
And that's so important. I mean, it boggles my mind sometimes, like, especially here in Portugal. I get a lot of people who are, you know, they come somehow connect with me in Portugal and they're like, hey, here's the system I'm using. And it's like, dude, is that running on DOS? Like that's Windows 95. I swear. Like, I had this. This was my first CRM, you know, in 2006 that was downloaded locally on the computer. And they don't take pride in, you know, constantly improving, constantly trying to make it better, because everything's constantly changing. we have so many new opportunities. New things are popping up every day that we could take advantage of. You know, I know like workflows, right? Workflows are huge now. Everybody's got a workflow in their CRM or Zapier or whatever it is. So that's something that we're, you know, starting to talk about is what kind of, we can automate messages. We can automate a lot of these things. What other parts of the process can we automate?
Right.
And let's talk about the scoring piece because, you know, from an outside perspective, all right, so I need a cleaner in Dallas. I go in there, I look for a cleaner in Dallas. I'm assuming there's going to be some recommendations. You're going to be doing some vetting. Like what else is included in that to help me find the cleaner that's going to help me maintain my property?
So it's not just about finding a cleaner. It's finding a cleaner at the right price, you know, because this is going to be your single biggest expense is the cleaning. Like everything else is negligible. The cleaning is your single biggest expense. You shouldn't be overpaying. You also shouldn't be underpaying. As let's say you're in Dallas, Texas, you're searching for a cleaner. We're going to reach out to the best cleaners in that area and say, hey, this is this opportunity. They're going to come back to you with their prices. And then you'll see, you know, it's a very competitive process for them. They want to win your business. So they're going to give you a price that is just about the lowest that they can live with, right? Which means that that's a great deal for you. If you're going to do it by yourself, you're going to have to call, you know, 25 different providers that you don't know how reliable they are. You don't know their track record. You don't know if they know what they're doing. And going to get them to give you a price, that's going to take you a month. We can give it to you in 3 minutes.
Wow. That's amazing. That's amazing. And yeah, I know in our space so much, like we're always looking for recommendations, referrals. I guess we are everywhere, right? We always want to know what everybody else is using. Can you give me something? So to have a full platform that can do that, you don't need to go on Facebook and, you know, trust somebody that you may not know. Like you're also focused with a software provider who their goal, Turnover's goal, is to, you know, have a good experience. So you're going to do a few extra things to make sure that the cleaner that they're being matched with is somebody that's going to make you want to come back, is going to make you trust the software that much more and want to continue to partner with it, right? Partnerships are so vital in this space. We manage so many. Let's make sure that we're choosing the right partners along the way. And, you know, really quickly with a hospitable integration, I mean, I know it's really light and essentially we're just able to have, if you are a hospitable user, you can take our API, you can connect it to Turnover's API, Turnover system. And then at the end of the day, essentially we're passing along any reservations to you. So our Airbnb reservations are Vrbo, our booking.com. They're making it their way into the system. And along with that, any additional reservations that you bring in. So, hey, I got a buddy, Joe, who's going to stay with me. And I definitely need somebody to clean after Joe comes because he's a buddy, but he's probably going to treat my place like, you know, like a friend would, right? Right. We got those friends. So I need to have a cleaner come in. Great. I can put that into hospitable. That reservation is going to make it over to Turnover. And then everything that you would expect to happen is going to happen even for those friends or, you know, for those direct bookings that we're all starting to take now. So that's amazing. That's incredible. Now, I'm sure you have, you know, you've talked to enough hosts. I know a lot of people are always nervous about like, okay, let's make sure we do everything right. Like, what are some of the areas where you see a failure in managing that cleaning relationship? I used to joke, like, aside from your wife, kids, or husband and spouse, like your cleaner, that relationship is one that you really need to hold close to the chest and take care of. So what have you seen or what are some of those pains that you've heard hosts talk about? You know, obviously selecting a bad cleaner is one thing, but things that we can control in managing the process, you know, people go too far overboard or people just do things that are just unnecessary. Can you speak to that? You got any good stories there?
You know, there's the saying that, you know, failing to plan is planning to fail. I really believe you should never have just one cleaner working against your property. Like you should have at least two, and you should have them both trained on the property, right? Because if you can have a backup cleaner, but if he never worked that property, then how do you know that they're good, right? So you need to kind of distribute the work against multiple cleaner, at least two, so that if one doesn't show, you have someone to go. And if someone moves or just stops cleaning, there's a lot of attrition in this business. People go into cleaning and then find something else to do and they leave. So you want to have kind of multiple providers to work with. It's always very important also to be explicit about your expectations and put it in kind of a checklist form, so that there are no surprises. Because if you just say, oh, just clean it, make it nice. Nice means different things to different people. And, you know, most clinic contracts are flat rate, meaning that the providers, their incentive is to get out of there as soon as possible, move on to the next job. So you want to make sure that you state exactly what you want using a checklist and evolve it over time. So as you kind of, you're not going to get it 100% right the first time. You're going to get feedback sometimes from guests, sometimes from the cleaner. For example, check that the remote has enough batteries, right? Or clean the microwave dish, right? Sometimes people forget to do that. So it's important to like put that in explicit terms so that there are no surprises. So evolve,
yeah,
and plan.
And absolutely. And I mean, with so many things, right? Set the right expectation and you're going to get the result. If you're a bit too open-ended, you're never going to match expectations, right? Nobody knows exactly what you're thinking. And especially if, as you mentioned, I cringe sometimes when I see that somebody's got like four or five properties and they only have one cleaner and it's like, who's your backup? Well, they do a good job. And I'm like, oh, let's just talk to somebody else. Let's at least have a contact. So if we need to, all right, I know you can drive to a couple of those properties, but what about when number five all the way out there needs somebody last minute?
Our interface is built for you to work with multiple providers because this is how you should do it. If you only work with one provider, their car will break one day, right? Like their child will be sick. They themselves will be sick.
Life happens.
People are people and that's okay. It doesn't mean that they're bad at what they're doing, but they're just people. But your guests are not going to forgive you when they walk into a dirty unit. And they shouldn't,
Yeah.
They shouldn't forgive you. Like you're just going to lose that reservation. And you're going to get a bad review and it's going to really mess up your business. So, yeah.
And even refunds, right? With Airbnb's new policy there, like we're seeing a lot more refunds doled out that hosts have, limited. It seems like their options are a bit limited, So it's like, okay, make sure that you're doing those things. And what you said even about the remote, like really it's the little things that I think always go so far. I had a host that was like, oh yeah, we just keep a set of batteries and the cleaner ensures that, all right, there's always at least four AA's there because we know something's going to die at one point. And instead of going through this whole process, trying to scramble, no, it's in that kitchen counter off to the side, hopefully nobody cleans you out of your batteries, but at the end of the day, just something to consider and think about there. And like you said, the dish, those small little things, where are those important things for your property? Map that out, have those discussions. When you set those right expectations, you can expect those results at the very end of it all. So let me ask you one last thing with COVID, right? Because you talk about a lot of people coming in and out and, it seems like it was an opportunity for people who could kind of create their own, work hours. They could go through. There's a lot of Airbnbs in a lot of these cities. Like how did COVID affect the recruiting of cleaners? Obviously there was a lot more, a lot more to be paying attention to, especially early on, disinfecting and things like that. But like specifically recruiting, did you find more cleaners? Did you find that it was easier, tougher after the fact? Like anything stick out because of that?
Yeah, I think, the role of cleaners during COVID was they were always very important, but they became even more important because now they had to, to follow these very rigorous procedures. And I think that placed more value on the services. And we saw that the cost increased. So the cost of cleaning has increased fairly dramatically post-COVID. Some people have stopped working. They didn't want to be in contact with other people, even though, now I think we know that there really isn't a major safety concern, like going into a room where someone else stayed like a few hours ago.
But early on, we didn't, right? Early on, it was 48 hours gloves. Yeah, exactly. That's valid. Yeah.
But there were people who were concerned and were put off by doing that. And there was also, a lot of kind of lack of demand initially, just a lot of the work dried up, but then kind of came roaring back as people started traveling again. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Thanks for sharing. So we're about to wrap up here and I want to get to know you a touch better. I want to know, so what were you, you said you were managing properties. Was that something you were doing full time or like, what was your last real full time work before you got into the short term rental space? Cause we all know everybody came from somewhere else. What were you doing before you got into property management or before you got into turnover?
So I was working not as a founder, but I was working in a startup that was connecting customers with light truck drivers to help with moving and like large purchases. So I kind of had that experience of this kind of like labor marketplace and working with providers and you know, getting business, driving business to small business owners. So that's kind of how I got the idea. It's like, oh, wait a minute, I can apply these marketplace rules to a different problem.
That's amazing. That's awesome. And and so my last one for you, what was your first paying job you ever had?
I was washing dishes in a bar. I was 12, I think. And I don't know how my parents like went for it, but I really needed money to buy like cards. I think I really wanted like these trading cards or whatever.
Okay.
And my dad was like, you should work. I'm not paying for this. And I was like, okay. And then I walked by this bar and it says, need workers. And I walked in, I was like, I want to work. I was like, okay, you can wash dishes. So just wash dishes.
At a bar at the age of 12. That's beautiful right there. And I love that hustle. That's, you know, that's what a few of the people we've had on, we all got started early. I mean, I was 14 and my dad was like, you're coming to the factory. Let's go. You're not going to sit here and play around all summer. We're putting you in the sweatshop, right? Steam. I said it's 110 here in Portugal, or it's 108 here in Portugal today. Well, back in that factory, it'd get to like 110 each and every day.
Wow.
And it was like, all right, cool, dad. Thanks so much. I'm going to do everything I can to get a nice office job when I get older.
Yeah.
Here I am sweating in my office, but I appreciate it, brother. I thank you so very much for sharing all that. You know, hopefully our hosts here have a really good understanding of how Turnover can help their business. We love the partnership with Turnover. You know, I've enjoyed working with everyone on your team, and you know, we do have some plans for the future on some additional things and being able to automate some messaging. You know, when that job's done, let that next guest know that they can check in and things along those lines. But you know how it goes. There's always just that one more thing.
There's always stuff to do.
Never a dull moment here. That's for darn
sure. Never.
Asaf, thank you so much, my friend. I appreciate it. You know, we thank you for your time here today, and all the very best to you.
Thanks for having me.
And that's a wrap for another episode of Hospitable Hosts. Asaf, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. I thank you so much for coming on the podcast and sharing such valuable insights. For everyone else, keep your eyes and ears out for the next episode, where our CEO, Pierre Camille, will meet with the great Steve Barsh, founder of Parker Chase Properties. They're going to talk about the five most underappreciated aspects to maximizing vacation rental ROI. So some of those things that you're not really thinking about or putting at the forefront. They're going to have some great tips. It's going to be a great discussion. Go ahead and give it a listen. Are you hungry for more? Well, stay tuned for our upcoming masterclasses and Hospitable Hosts workshop, where we have our hosts tell you their stories on how they grew their business and how they manage various aspects of that growing business. Be sure to click that follow button on all of our social media channels to stay in the loop with all things Hospitable and all these different events that are going to help you be a better host. We love to help you on your quest to grow and scale your short-term rental business. Hospitable can help you streamline guest communication, manage all of your listings in a single calendar, and even build you a direct booking website in minutes. Start your 14-day free trial at hospitable.com and see for yourself what we can do for you. Thanks for listening. And once again, I'm Matthew from Hospitable. You can connect with me on LinkedIn. I'd be happy to hear from you and help you in any way that I can. See you next time. Ciao, ciao.